This is Dr. Chopra Jitna Pai Lab Sequel Asking Report Patient Jessica Tudzin, TUDZIN, date of birth 1/17/1963, indicated for serious chronic diarrhea, colon screening, GERD, epigastric blockade, switching of magazine on the cellulose, nursing acid, and stone cell, pressure, blood pressure, pressure, biopsy, and colonoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy, cold polypectin, instrumental, and bookie, colonoscopy procedure. After the fast design of the patient, this is a player of sensitive or credit card, and have exempt to pass the problem. Exempt patient, moderate erosive duodenitis, biopsy, particular series, and to pass the problem. And the mild gastric bypass was in the father, has a bacterial deficiency, such as a shock for cardiac, which is severe erosive gastritis. The question of this could be like a portal gastropathy, but multiple bias were taken aside diagnosis. Otherwise, the rest of upper fundus, upper body, cervical fundus, cardia, crossia, and remarkable, this was straight by organization, normal vein, pressure, and complicated colonoscopy. Severe erosive gastritis in the mid body of the stomach, middle distal body of the stomach, and multiple biopsies were taken. The rule out the neoplastic, atypical versus gastrointestinal dysplasia versus inflammatory changes. Or could this appear to be portal gastropathy also? Number four, mild to moderate gastritis biopsy were taken while far. Number five, moderate severe erosive bulbar duodenitis. Number biopsy were taken. Number six, colonoscopy, cecum, and genitalium. Number seven, adequate prognosis and ileitis, colitis, and proctitis. Randomized were taken from the rectum, colon, and the genitalium for macrographic inflammation. Number nine, the one tiny 3 millimeter size hyperplastic appearing polyp is removed by cold polypectomy, cold bath polypectomy, and number 10 was hemorrhage recommendation. I went to the stomach, body of stomach biopsy for severe erosive gastritis. Multiple biopsy were taken for histologic diagnosis for neoplastics versus atypical versus against infection, terminal endoplasia versus inflammatory changes. Depending on the biopsy, does not be any atypical cells. The patient recommends an endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation to rule out if there's any linitis plastica to be contributing to it. And also recommendation to have a hepatology workup, PTINR, and a CT abdomen pelvis to rule out irritation and underlying cirrhosis causing portal hypertension contributing that changes in the body's stomach mucosa. Number four, other personal internal stomach biopsies involving helicobacter therapy. Number four, other for the small biopsy and five, wait for the colon polyp. If colon polyp comes benign, if colonoscopy in 5 years, the colon cancer screening. And await for the randomized of the colon and terminalium. If all comes negative for the microscopic inflammation, then certainly will recommend you should have a CT, MR enterogram for the lesion of small intestines as a worker for diarrhea. Patient also needs to have a celiac spool panel, and proximal duodenum biopsy will take into a celiac spool also, and celiac spool panel will be done. If the patient diarrhea continues, the stool could be sent for calprotectin, fecal calprotectin. Our stool could be sent for pancreatic elastase. end of dictation. Please send the patient. I'm going to start patient carafate, 1 gram TID, and also start patient and for 40 milligram twice daily for the inflammation of the stomach and the duodenum. Repeat upper endoscopy will be depending on the biopsy or result of the antrum and the duodenum, gastric body and duodenum. Last medication, avoid NSAIDs, avoid NSAID follow up and treatment. Please send the cover to your primary care provider, Dr. Solomon Alhemovich, Alhemovich, and copy Dr. Parham Seti. The episode is April 10th to 23rd, April 10th to 23rd, which is